I want to bring us back to a point that Tony made, and I'll give way to you in just a minute, brother. Tony set in order for us approach to God, worship, and communion. The third one is very important. There's another man who was a believer that had approach. To what extent there was worship, we don't know. We see nothing about communion with Lot. We want to be careful, young people, that we're not satisfied with the right position, and we are careless about our condition. A couple years ago, we studied Boaz, if you're not, the book of Ruth. The adults are studying it. And we'll remember that Naomi and Elimelech, they were in a right position, but they were in a terrible condition. And pretty soon, the condition that they were in overwhelmed them, and their heart was revealed by a famine. This is what we want to see. Abraham is going to face a famine. You're going to face famines in your life. We want you to realize that the famine does not produce the condition of your heart. The famine reveals the condition your heart is already in. There's a big difference. I might blame the situation that I'm in for my spiritual decline. And the Lord turns it right around and says, no, your spiritual decline is because of the condition of your heart. They're two vastly different things. So a famine will reveal what is going on in your heart and mine. It will show the condition of my heart by how I deal with that situation. But we don't, I jumped ahead. We want to also see, and I'll let you take your turn there, brother, that there were not just one thing. It was not just an altar that characterized this man of faith. There was a tent that went along with it. There was an altar, and there was a tent, and when he went down into Egypt, he took neither one with him. Go ahead, brother.
Just a quick note on what Tony was saying earlier and Matt just mentioned about looking forward to God. He asks us in Philippians 3, says, verse 12, you guys don't have to turn to it, says, not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that which also I was laid hold of by Christ. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And it also goes along with what Chuck was saying about not being satisfied, but continuing to press on. And
I think it's also a beautiful thing for us to consider the fact that after Abram had made this detour in Haran for however many years that he was there, that once he got back on the right path, the path that God would have had for him, that the Lord would reconfirm his promise. So I think a lot of times when we make these detours in life, when we get back on the road that the Lord has for us, is when he'll reveal that promise, that encouragement to say, okay, you're going down the right path. There might be discouragement, there might be opposition when we get back on that road, but the Lord is going to encourage us as we continue to go along the right pathway. And so when we look over the course of the life of Abram, I guess as an analogy, we could see him having, several layers of clothing on. And as he goes through the journey, the Lord is stripping away layer by layer by layer. And as scripture reveals that God's purpose in our lives is to conform us to the likeness of his son. And so we see here that, at the beginning of the journey, he is in his old country with his old, with his family, with all these associations. He strips away his father. And now, he still has Lot, and there's a lot of other things that the Lord has to work on Abraham to strip away all these additional layers to get to his heart. But I think it's really encouraging for us to note the amount of times that the Lord makes the promise. This is the second time that the Lord makes the promise. And as we go through, I think there are seven times that the Lord makes the promise to Abraham. So it's that encouragement to say, I'm going to give you the promise, but I'm going to keep going and I'm going to keep encouraging you as you go along.
just to follow along with what Brother Chuck and Joe were saying, in verse 9 it says, Abraham moved onward, still going on still toward the south. In my Bible it has a note saying the south country, the part of Canaan that borders on the desert. And when we as Christians start going down, take our eyes off the altar and start going down toward the desert, toward places where there are no, where there is no spiritual sustenance, we can expect nothing short of a famine. And the same thing with Abraham too. Going on this pathway, going down towards the desert, towards Egypt, he could expect nothing short of a famine to encounter him.
We have a comment here. Actually, it's a question. Well, if we're finished here, what's the significance of the tent and the altar in the verse 8? But only if we're finished here.
We talked about the altar. The tent shows the pilgrim and sojourner character of Abraham that should be of us, that this isn't our home, and he would move from one place to another, and he didn't have this palace anymore that Uncle Amo was talking about. So maybe that's one thought, and somebody has another, but just the thought that a tent is very mobile, and your home would not necessarily be of earth if you had a tent, because you move from one spot to another, and you're a pilgrim and a sojourner, as we should be.